This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 thank you. Well, thank you. Yo, 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 yo. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Drag me to brunch. We'll sip on our mimosas and eat all our toast. Drag me to brunch. It's drag and brunch. Drag me there and get it. It's all part of pride. Right now, take the word fire. Spelled F-I-R-E. It's spelled like fire, but fire is what we say. Take the word fire and text it to our contest line 20357. You'll be in the running to win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch. It's at the W in San Francisco. You can go. You can get tickets to this. Buy your tickets, or you can win them right now by texting the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 20357. Dacia Skye from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is going to be a part of this whole thing. It's happening June 28th at the W in San Francisco. And Jane has another chance at 305.
Couple quick texts.
Sure, let's do it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 619 says, when my husband proposed, I responded, duh. Naomi and Odyssey. Let's see. Our daughter got married in that spot Bob got engaged at.
Oh. No way. That's so cool.
What a fun place to get married.
Bob telling her engagement story. We are getting attached. Knock it off.
I know.
Christina and Windsor.
There's only
Odyssey.
More attachment to come, too. Like, there's plans in place for attachment. This is really bad, you guys.
Mm. The chain smokers. Who is this guy? Hooman? You don't know Hooman, but I looked up the song, by the way, and it is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah?
Of course not. It's terrible.
You don't like it, right?
Yuck. But, I mean, I'm happy for her. And
it's their song.
And Susan apparently learned the whole thing.
Oh.
Like, you know, when you want someone to, okay, I gotcha. You're into me. Mm. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, another verse.
Oh, and then more verses that you made up.
Just do the hook. Play the hook.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just play me the hook. Play me the hook. Oh, my God.
Unless you're singing, and then you're like, hold on.
Yeah, I've got four more verses to do. Hello? Sound of my own voice.
I guess I have to look at you and watch.
Yes, we're going to make eye contact the whole time. You're going to love it. What did you do while he was singing to you over the top of his keyboard?
I looked at him and I looked at the keyboard and I smiled.
And were you like on camera the whole time? So you were like, I can't be like, you know, okay, hurry it up.
No, obviously I was going to try and soak in the moment.
Oh, that's good. That's right. That's probably the right answer, right?
Long moment.
It's a long moment, Susan.
I knew it.
And apparently he wanted to play a second song, and the photographer was like, no, I think just one's good.
Oh, you had a photographer there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all set up. Well, he had set it all up because, I mean, clearly he must have reserved that area, and you said the friends got it all set
up. He's smart. He's really smart.
I don't think he had to reserve it, but yeah. Ah. My friends were there.
Public places like that, I went and cleaned up this spot I was going to do my proposal at right near our house at the beach, and I was all... like, I did it, and I'm ready, and I'm back at my place.
The litter
and,
up
yeah, and... I got it all, like, you know, but I didn't have anyone there holding my spot. When we got there, some derelict with a 40 and a doobie is sitting in my spot. I'm like, mother!
Well, it's all cleaned up. It looks really
what
nice.
What do I do now? And I just ended up perched on the side of the cliff like a billy goat.
You didn't
going,
kick him?
That's no, what friends are for.
What was I supposed to do?
Kick, beat. You know.
Well, I mean, ideally, I would have had a 20 on me and I could have said, dude, do me a favor. Get out of here.
Yeah. Move 12 rocks that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, come on.
Then one of the friends who helped with our engagement, we just helped with their engagement on Ocean Beach a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I remember you saying
it
that.
Really well. It was so windy out. Mm. So there was nobody there. So it was kind of magical.
Except for the whole hair in your mouth thing and the. But I mean, other than that,
yeah.
And the sand in your eyes. Oh, God.
Yeah, they had a little trouble lighting their ceremonial cigarettes.
Sure they
but
did.
Oh.
I helped them out.
Ceremonial cigarettes. That seems like a thing.
Do we get to have one of those, too? I mean,
we'd like to celebrate as well. As former smokers, we don't really want to do that. But if it's part of the ceremony.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to be.
We're all in.
Participants. So is that going to be smoking at your wedding?
For sure.
Oh, amazing.
I was just going to say, wait for my wedding.
Fantastic. This part of the show is brought to you by the SF Zoo, where, by the way, they've got quite the little event going on. This sounds really fun. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. Roar and Pour. Roar and Pour, an exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist. On Friday, June 27th, 5 to 7 p.m., tickets are available at sfzoo.org.
The 510 roar and says, pour and pour. Rawr. So much for not making fun of Bob's song. Great job, guys.
We didn't say anything about it.
I don't think we made fun of it.
We just made fun of Susan for singing all the verses and the verse that he made up as well.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. That's all. This is just like from the file of dumb things that there's this show on called The Studio and it's Seth Rogen and he plays like, I think he just like graduated to the head of the studio.
He gets made head of the
studio.
Like
the new studio head. And Bryan Cranston seems to be like the owner of the studio. He's like the overlord guy. And he's like, all right, I'm going to give you the job if you can make me a movie about Kool-Aid. So I got the rights to Kool-Aid. And he's all, yeah, like if anyone can do it, it's me. So I'll do it. And by the end of the first episode, he's figured out a way to get the movie made and not just made, but made by Martin Scorsese. Mm. So, but it's there to, and I don't want to say too much about it in case people haven't watched the show yet. I definitely have fallen off of the show.
I did after two episodes.
Yeah. It's a little frenetic for me.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
Oh, how far into it are you? Should
we
keep
going?
I've
seen every single one.
Okay.
It is so funny, especially if you like Hollywood.
It's like uncomfortable
like
funny though. Like, oh,
yes, I
no.
think the second and third episodes are the most uncomfortable, but then you get used to it. And they do this one episode about casting where they have to cast a movie and they have it all.
Is it all about this Kool-Aid movie the whole time?
No, I mean it's,
it moves
they,
on
they,
from that.
They mention it in every. But okay. in every episode, but they have other themes. And there's one episode where he goes to the Golden Globes. That one is so cringy, but it's so good.
Okay. You know what? Okay, I'll have to go back to it. But the point I was making was like somebody got the rights to Kool-Aid and they're, you know, in this fake world and they're going to make a movie. Like, well, we've got it and we're going to make a movie. We paid all this money. We got the rights to Kool-Aid. You know, the Kool-Aid guy. What does he say? Bust through the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He busts through a wall. Oh, I'm going to cool you right now with my thing of Kool-Aid, kids. So now we're getting a whack-a-mole movie, which I feel like.
Look, for real?
Yes. No, I'm telling the truth. That's why I set it up with the stupid Kool-Aid thing. Like, of all the stupid things, like, could we have a whack-a-mole movie? I mean, for God's sake, we got the Minecraft movie. At least, though, that's like a world where you can build things. Or, but whack-a-mole is just, it's like, next we'll have like a movie just about, you know, what it's like to be a dart or something. You know what I mean? Like, or kickball or something. Yeah, yeah. If we see if we can sell that to
Darts, the movie.
Right. Who owns the rights to darts? Nobody. So there's a whack-a-mole movie coming. Mattel has found a new property it can suck more money out of by turning it into a movie, the game Whack-a-Mole. I don't have any word on yet on a plot. Surprise. And it's not even clear if Mattel has a plot figured out yet, but they did do a press release on this. They said, Whack-a-Mole's more than a game. It's a laugh-out-loud battle of reflexes that has brought joy and a little chaos to families for 50 years. We're beyond excited to turn the iconic experience into a wild, action-packed ride for the big screen.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they just did make a lot of money off of Barbie, Mattel did, and they're like, what else can we do? There's also movie, Mattel also has new movies in the works based on Matchbox Cars, which, sorry guys, but Cars has already been done, and He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, which is a legit thing. At least
that's
that,
a story,
at least.
That's
a story, yeah. But that was like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of thing. So anyway, Whack-a-Mole. And then this morning I'm reading that Michael Bay is making a Skibidi Toilet movie.
Well, we'd heard that there was a movie coming out on that. I didn't know it was Michael Bay.
Me either. So listen, children. First of all, explain what Skibidi is to your parents. And then your parents will explain that Michael Bay did the Transformers movies that you probably loved. So there you go. It's a little something for everybody in here. The Skibidi Toilet movie, if you've never heard of this thing, it is actually, it's like when something goes viral, there's like levels of that. They call this a mega viral. It just started as a silly 11-second YouTube video of a guy, his head is sticking out of a toilet and he's singing. That's what it is. It became so much more. It became literally an entire franchise, hundreds of videos, an actual plot, according to this. I don't know what the plot is. Just, are these people trying to escape the toilets? But in a nutshell, it's about a race of singing toilet men who are at war with humanoids who have TVs, cameras, and speakers for heads. The kids love it. It's become a thing. And the movie is being made by Michael Bay, who is a legitimate director. And actually, when I heard about the kids with the TVs and the speakers for heads, I thought, you know what, that is sort of Michael Bay's wheelhouse, like things that are made with CG and transform from one thing to another. Just like new ideas, Hollywood.
Well, the bottom line becomes, do you have a writer that can turn this into something? And Michael Bay is not the writer, so it'll be someone's job.
You write this thing.
Like you just said, make something out of Kool-Aid. Now make something out, you know, do it. Don't come out till you've written me a script. Stay in there. Listen to this quick text. 510 says, my friend's boyfriend is proposing tomorrow at the topless pool in Vegas where they met. I bought her nipple pasties that say engaged AF to put on afterwards.
Oh.
That's if she says yes, but.
Oh, it's just maybe she knows that this is happening.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Yeah.
But so is she going to be topless when she gets engaged?
It sounds like it.
That's kind of cool.
It. Okay. You mean you wish you were topless?
No, not for me, but like that's.
That's a good story.
That's a great story.
Is it a great story for kids? Be like, I want to be topless like mommy.
Well.
Did you ever ask your parents how they got engaged?
They were pregnant with me. So it was a quick turnaround.
Romantic.
And it was the 60s. So they were.
Finger guns. We're pregnant. Or what do they used to call it? I'm in trouble.
Right. I'm with child. I'm in a family way.
Oh, that's it, too. Good one.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I should ask that. Because I don't know how it happened. I just know that I happened, and I was sort of the star of that story for me. So
right.
Tonight on television, there is a premiere of something that as I just read a small piece on it, and then I went, all right, I'm going to click on the trailer because it's star-studded. And I watched the trailer and went, I think this is a show I'm going to give a chance to. It is called Sirens, and it's a series that premieres tonight on Netflix. Now, in the past, Netflix has dropped whole seasons. When they have a series, they drop the whole thing. There you go. Then they started doing the thing where they would split it into chunks. You get the first six or the first four or the first eight or whatever, and then there's more, but it all counts as one season. So I don't know how they're doing this one. But initially I thought, oh, all of these will be available for me to binge, but they may very well not be. So the series premiere of Sirens tonight on Netflix, Megan Fahey, who's in season two of White Lotus, she's married in that to the guy who he's from The Gentlemen and from the not The Hunger Games, but the other one that was right around that time. Insipid, Resilient. I don't remember what it was called.
Divergent.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. So he's that guy, right? I can never think of his name, but he was in The Gentlemen and he plays the husband. So Megan Fahey, she's cute. You'd love her. In the White Lotus, she's like a, kind of a little redhead with freckles across her nose and just like right up your alley. Like the, you know.
Fahey.
F-A-H-Y. Megan with two N's and an H. Stick an H in there. So Megan Fahey from White Lotus thinks that her sister, who's played by Millie Alcock from...
Who?
The chick from House of the Dragon who played young Rhaena. And is now going to be like Supergirl.
Yeah.
So she plays the older sister and she thinks she's got a creepy relationship with her new boss who's played by Julianne Moore. And she joins them all at Julianne Moore's husband, Kevin Bacon's lavish beach house for an intervention. It's definitely... So I put the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's hard to explain, but it is super star-studded. And when I watch it, it's got like, it has Stepford Wives vibes and gorgeous, like houses on the beach vibes. Looks like maybe someplace posh in Long Island or something.
By the way, you can watch the full, they're going to drop everything.
Oh, the whole series. Yep. Oh, I just really thought, oh, that looks good. It looks super, it looks creepy, which I like.
Yeah, it's got a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No,
yeah, I've seen the trailer and heard from other folks that this is going to be something.
Oh,
good.
Is that so? Yeah, so you've heard about it. Okay, yeah, I just read it this morning and thought, oh my goodness, that actually does sound really good. I was looking at this TV thing this morning, and I'm reading through it. It's on Mental Floss, but the thing that cracked me up about it was it's about viewing habits state to state. What state in our beautiful nation watches the most TV? Like, and if the time is the average person in this state watches for 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Let me guess. It's good Virginia.
Arkansas.
I'm going to say somewhere cold. Minnesota.
It is good Virginia.
Really? West Virginia?
That is a second...
She wouldn't have done that unless there was an angle.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, that's not making that.
So as I looked at it, I went, oh my God, Delaware's second place, almost an hour less per day in second place. Incredible. Let me see if California's even in the top. I don't think we're even in the top 10. But Arkansas is number 10.
We're never number one on lists. We're always 50. So.
You're number one.
Yeah, West Virginia.
The most TV watched per capita, per person, West Virginia. Good Virginia. Vinny, that's 2 points for you going into today's... thing that we're going to do, the daily game. So they divided up television by genre. And it is interesting. You know what I'll do is I'll post this up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page. It's just an article out of Mental Floss. But they said, here are all the kinds of TV there are. There's sitcoms, reality TV, ESPN / sports in general, cartoons, news, soap operas, cooking shows, telenovela, late night talk shows, daytime TV, documentary series, game shows, and children's shows. So the biggest winner here, if you want to take a guess, what's the biggest winner? What do people want the most? 10 states, this was number one, this genre of TV.
Sports.
It's sitcoms.
Oh, what?
I'd say reality shows.
Reality shows is number two, and that's where California comes in. California's favorite. There's only 9 states. So 10 states were like sitcoms. It was Colorado, New Jersey, Connecticut, Iowa, I mean, a bunch of Alaska. They all like sitcoms. Give me something funny. Reality TV, California, South Carolina, Kansas, Maine, Indiana, Delaware, Arizona, Mississippi, Montana. Sports is third.
That is crazy.
Texas, Ohio, Nebraska, Alabama, Oklahoma, Kentucky, North Dakota, and Idaho. Cartoons, 6 states. That was their number one pick.
They call it cartoons.
Cartoons.
Oh, man.
I want to watch cartoons.
Now that, there's so many.
There are Adult Swim cartoons.
Well, no, I was thinking like it, when you look at a Pixar, it's hard to call that a cartoon, right?
That would
like
count though. I think anything animated.
Okay, that's what I was thinking is animation has been perfected.
New York, Washington, Georgia, Utah, Hawaii, and Vermont. They all were like cartoons for me.
Okay.
News. The news. And this was a roundup because there are plenty of places to get your news from. Where are people consuming the most news? Well, Florida. Maryland. That's DC-ish. New Hampshire and Minnesota for some reason.
Okay.
Soap operas were in three states, and West Virginia wants their soap operas. Probably why they watch so much TV. Cooking shows were just Missouri and North Carolina. Telenovela, New Mexico, and Rhode Island. Late night talk shows, only two states, Michigan and Massachusetts. And then daytime TV was popular in one state, Pennsylvania. Daytime TV, that's like The View?
Yeah.
What is it, you know?
Kelly Clarkson Show.
Kelly Clarkson Show. Jay Hud Show. Documentary series. I was hoping it would be West Virginia, but it isn't. It's Wyoming. Game shows, Tennessee. They just want game shows in Tennessee. That could be a good game. And children's shows in Illinois. So there you go.
You know, just recently, normally when I get home from work, the TV's either been left on from the stuff of the morning, and the volume's not. But we had a guest staying with us, and the daytime TV was on, like truly being consumed.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this feeling I used to have. I know that like everybody stayed home sick occasionally, right?
Yes.
But I remember the feeling when I'm hearing the daytime television about how long and boring this day is going to be. There is so nothing to do like back then. But, you know, right. Maka's older and must enjoy those things. A reminder of the, you know,
well, there's
her day.
Like there would be like a middle, there'd be 12 o'clock news, right? There would be news.
Game shows,
yes.
and talk shows
and soap operas.
And soap operas. I just remember that feeling of being like, I can't take it. I can't have another day of this. I know we all sort of fondly think of The Price is Right and like, oh,
let's
you
make
know,
a deal.
But oh God, it's awful.
Yeah.
I just used to think it's only 10 o'clock.
I got the whole day to pretend I'm sick.
Oh.
The rest of the day.
I feel better.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I was thinking about going outside. Would that be something I could do? No, you're sick. Stay there. All right, I'm out of time, Ben. What do you think?
Well, how about a love triangle and ooh, more after these?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I see you trying to get it.
Thursday.
There it is. Now you can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. See all the fun!
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. It's a big Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, big weekend at Frontier Ford. I'm driving the Mustang Mach-E. So if you're looking to go electric, consider that. Yeah. Go give it a test drive. They've got deals right now. The deal they've got going is Ford employees pricing for all. You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. Go check them out if you're in the market for a car or truck, and they also have a great service department. Mostly sunny and highs in the 70s today. Another sweet, beautiful, perfect day.
It does sound beautiful.
It's exactly perfect. What Vinny, you want.
I was asking for that. Someone listened. Thank you.
Couple quickies here. In-N-Out Burger has regained its crown as the best burger. In the world.
It is the best burger. I do love the In-N-Out burger.
Last summer, Habit Burger and Grill beat out In-N-Out on a list of best. Habit is, I've never had one.
Okay. They're great.
I remember you like telling it? Us about this,
got
right?
Got one near my house. And
In Alameda?
Yeah, I got one in Alameda, and there used to be one in San Leandro where I lived. And
have you already eaten at the one by your house?
Yeah, and they have like, one thing they have is like, with French fries, they also have like green beans and some other stuff.
Oh, I love fried green beans.
Yeah, they have those, and but their burgers are good. Yeah, it's a good place.
Oh. Well, last summer, Habit came in number one, In-N-Out number two, and the world went, what are you talking about? It's In-N-Out. In-N-Out is now back in first place. This is, I guess it's voted on by Yelpers.
It is a small burger. You know, the In-N-Out burger.
Yelp just published the list of the top 25 burger chains in the U.S. In-N-Out placed first. Habit came in second. Down the list was...
Yeah, what else?
Shake Shack.
Oh.
Hold on. They have to rave about.
Yes.
There it is. Shake Shack came in third. Culver's, Five Guys. Red Robin. White Castle.
Ew, White Castle. Who the hell was voting in this poll?
McDonald's and Burger King both ranked outside the top 15.
Oh.
Anyway, if you want to look up the list, you can go to Yelp and they've got look up Yelp's best burger and they'll.
Does everyone here agree with In-N-Out being number one?
I like In-N-Out.
Yeah, I like In-N-Out the best for a fast food burger. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. Or the ice cold vegetables, everything else.
Five Guys. Habit. Are
Five
also
Guys isn't really fast food.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, Five Guys isn't fast food?
It's casual. It's on the list, but it's not. There's no drive-thru.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the same with Habit. There's no drive-thru
there either.
I've never had Habit. Is that good?
We just talked about it.
Number two.
Busy doing stuff, I guess.
Number two on the list there, Bob.
Yeah, number two.
Sorry.
Yeah. Habit.
We had a whole conversation.
I'm sorry. My favorite.
So you've never been to Habit either? No. I've never even heard of it. And you haven't heard of it either, right?
I know. I drive by one daily.
Okay.
But because it's where it is, I would have to park, go in. By then I'll go, really? I'll look at my belly and go, you need a burger? Is that what you need?
I feel like I have a favorite menu item from each place. Like McDonald's has the best french fries.
They do have good fries.
I think Burger King has the best burger.
Oh, you like the flame broiled burger.
In-N-Out obviously has the shakes.
The shakes are the thing for you there.
Yeah, well, I like a chocolate.
They make a pretty good shake.
Yeah, I go with the chocolate shake too. I do. It's hard to say no to. And then my kids are getting them, so I'm like, all right, I'll get one too.
Why would you say no? Why would you deprive yourself?
Because I'm already having burger and fries. I got to throw a shake on top of
right.
it. I can't just have some water. Guess I can't.
A 29-year-old man in Vancouver, British Columbia, had to be rescued the other day after he jumped off a bridge on a dare and got himself stranded on the side of the river.
Oh.
Someone called it in, and a fireboat made contact and gave him a life jacket. The Coast Guard had to scramble and go pick him up. All this stuff is happening because this meth head had been dared to jump off the bridge, and he said, well, yeah, I'll do that.
Meth, I'll do it for meth.
Mm-hmm. Cops talked to him because they feared he was trying to kill himself, but he said, no. He said he jumped off the bridge because someone dared him to.
How far
and the
up
fact
is
that
the
he'd been doing meth may have been a factor. I looked all that up. So, boy, do I know you or what?
Yeah.
The Cambie Bridge is 57 feet high.
Oh.
So by comparison, the Golden Gate Bridge is 220 feet high.
Right. So this is not quite as dangerous.
No, not even
close. But they do say at a certain point you reach as fast as you're going to be falling. And then when you hit water, it's like hitting concrete.
Yeah, that is probably true. But I remember a story, and it went, and I think it's because the kid was underage.
Oh.
Do you remember the story where a school had come to the Golden Gate Bridge, and they were doing the walk like anyone might, mm-hmm. and this kid jumped off into the water.
Yes. It wasn't an attempt on purpose to commit suicide.
He just did it. Lived. And then, of course, he's underage. He's with a school who probably shouldn't have, what are they supposed to do?
Right.
But anyway, that story just went gone.
I know. Was that in that movie, The Bridge?
It wasn't in The Bridge.
No. This story was in the news.
No, I remember. Oh. But there's a documentary about all the people who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
This was after that.
All right.
But anyway, I mean, somewhere out there, there's a kid who went, oh, yeah, I did that. It was fun.
And I think that was his whole thing, was like he was the school daredevil.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm going to jump off. We're going to go to the bridge. I'm going to jump off in front of all my classmates. Everyone's horrified. He's like, I'm okay.
Natural selection.
It is so unbelievable.
Darwin at work. Darwinism.
I always loved those kids, though.
Yeah.
That was my Jason Sisko.
Yeah, that
kid would do anything. You'd be like,
I'm up here now. What do you think about how I get down? I'm not sure. Jump, I guess, right?
Just unbelievable.
Can you get some pillows or something for me?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today is National Solitaire Day, Sarah.
I know you're
a big fan.
I love it. My sister taught me this like one-handed one where you're just pulling cards off the top and you put them on the bottom, and sometimes it's more than that, but it's also just that. One deck, just turning. You can do it with one hand if you're really tricky.
Can you?
No. I haven't tried though.
You're trying to learn that skill.
One single hand. I usually have to Back to you, Vin. Solitaire day. Yay!
I just wanted to mention that because I know you're...
I love solitaire.
This is pretty obscure, I think. I don't know how many of you make smoothies at home, but I love smoothies. I'll make them myself. I worked at a smoothie place among my millions of jobs from age 12 to 20 before radio was just, I found it. Mm. I found my thing.
Mm-hmm.
This says... While bananas are a great source of fiber, potassium, and other nutrients, adding them to a smoothie makes your smoothie less healthy.
Really? Why?
I've always put bananas in smoothies.
John puts bananas in his
always.
Smoothie. He brings home bananas and freezes them.
It's exactly what you do. You let the bananas get ripe, and then you pull them apart, break them in half, put them in a bag, and freeze them. And that becomes a big part of the base of your smoothie.
Yeah.
So here's what they're saying. So John will want to hear this too. A study in the Journal of Food and Function found adding a banana can decrease your smoothie's nutritional value because it prevents your body from absorbing a type of antioxidant called flavanols. These are found in all of the berries that you use.
Oh.
And so they
the
say-
raspberries and blueberries and strawberries.
There's a specific enzyme in bananas called PPO. It's the enzyme in fruits that causes them to turn brown, and it breaks down the flavanols so fast they don't hit your bloodstream.
Whoa.
The difference was drastic.
Whoa.
They found adding a banana to your smoothie reduces the amount of flavanols you absorb by 84%, which is why you're taking those berries in. For that,
let's put this up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page.
Bananas are making that.
Bananas. I'm telling you something. Bananas. They're just not worth it. They never have been.
You love bananas.
I don't want any bananas.
How do you hate them so much?
I have my reasons.
Why can't you love something?
Just don't love them. I will say, if you get a banana and it's perfect, then it's really good.
Yeah.
But find me a person, like they just have bruised up or not, or they're not quite ripe and they've got that not ripe taste, or they're too ripe, they're just mushy. Mm. Or there's some big gross part
Listen
of
to you, the lady that eats bananas in one bite.
And that is another thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why you don't like bananas. It has nothing to do with how delicious they are. Vinny is miming something right now.
No, I'm not.
Into her mouth. Ago, that if you're going to eat a banana in public, you got to
break it off. Right.
That's a lesson I learned too late.
The effects were so drastic when adding one banana to a smoothie with lots of berries in it. So if it's loaded with raspberries, blueberries, or blackberries, leave the banana out. You're not getting the nutritional value that you're after.
Mm.
Doesn't mean to stop eating bananas altogether. Just eat that as a snack on its own later.
Eat them separately.
I have always been a banana in the smoothie guy, and now I'm changing it up.
Oh.
Can I say something?
Yes.
This story really annoys me because it's hard enough to get your nutrients and to eat healthy. And people out there who are relying on these smoothies and they finally found something they like and they're getting very vitamins from it. And now it's like, oh, well, you're not doing it quite right. I'm still eating a bunch of fruit, probably spinach if I'm making it a green smoothie.
Mm.
It how bad can it really be?
Like, agreed.
I say, forget you ever heard this.
But that said, the problem is here's yes. like a study saying you're trying to get all of this stuff into you and one of the ingredients is negating the nutritional value. I think this is like, I wish we put more time into studies like this where we could find out, oh, don't do it like this, do it like that.
Are you saying that you won't eat a smoothie without a banana in it?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's hard enough. And if you are out there and you love your smoothies
with
banana and fruit, I don't think you should let this discourage you from getting your nutrients out.
Could we get like a banana flavoring that makes it seem like there's banana in there?
I think she's right in that if you're going to have your smoothie and it fills you up and there's like other positives. So maybe you're not getting all the antioxidants or all the things you want from the berries, but you're getting filled up and you're not eating a burger.
Right.
Then you've just.
Or a muffin.
You've just put that thing in you that fills you up and keeps you from eating something horrible for yourself. Because that's what we all end up doing is I'm starving. I'm stopping at the mini market to grab a bag of chips. Well, you know, if you'd had your smoothie, you wouldn't be tripping as you drive down the road right now. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm just thinking about like how I feel vindicated because I hate bananas and I don't want them in anything, especially my smoothies.
You like them in your mouth, though.
No, I don't. And then I'm going to go home and tell John that he, you know, can't have those anymore and is smoothies, and he'll be the opposite of Bob's reaction. He's gonna be like, oh my god, I gotta look into this.
Yeah,
and I'm fully gonna give up bananas.
No, it doesn't say give up bananas.
No.
It says eat them separately.
But that's how he eats them. Well, he does slice them onto his Cheerios.
Oh, there you go. Then
he loves his
stick
bananas.
With the Cheerios. Right, there you go.
But now I can have some of his smoothie. Like, I don't want his smoothie.
With the remaining minutes here, I'd like to finish that dating poll we started with, which just had a bunch of questions on it. Ever been on a date? Ever had sex? Like all this stuff.
Yeah.
As we move down the list, though, ever been in a long-distance relationship? About half of people have.
Yeah.
And almost everyone said it was horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't usually. For some people, it does work out. Their love is strong enough to find a way. But for other people, it's like, this is just too much. I miss you too much. Or I don't miss you enough.
On this list, and most of the stuff on the list, I was like, yep, I've done that. Yep. Yep.
So what's left on this list, Vincent?
Ever have friends with benefits?
Yes.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly, someone who you'd circle back with and you'd get with them and then there was no thing.
It was just like, hey, we could do that again. You want to? I'm not doing anything. You don't seem like you're doing anything.
Is this Whitey?
So. No. Oh my God, no.
Pat?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You would not know him. I don't even think I've ever told you a story about him. He's this other bartender I knew.
Oh.
Yeah.
He worked at the Del La Cantina.
For a little while, and then we knew each other. Actually, he was the first person who ever played me the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 1985.
Whoa.
I believe. I was like, oh.
And you
I can't even think of his name, but he reminded me of Woody Harrelson. He like totally looked like Woody. And he was just fun, and we had a great time.
And it was easy.
It was easy.
Friends
so
with
every,
benefits.
Every now and then.
Yes.
Someone that you were cool with, she liked to do you, but never wanted more from you.
Yeah. And when I was single, when you know, living here in San Francisco, I had a couple.
Oh. But,
yeah.
So now that you're back, how's that going? I mean,
none right now.
You got no friends with
you
benefits?
Think maybe he's lying about that.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Me too.
No, really?
Yeah, that's totally convincing.
He blinked like 50 times when he said, no, not really. How about
I can
you?
Let you know on Monday morning when he comes in and how his mood is.
Oh,
please right. do.
Friends with like benefits, you ever do that? You ever been in a situation where you're like, I don't want to, you know, marry the guy, but it's fun.
No, the only time I did it was with an ex.
Oh, that can be
it
like
didn't
that,
work out.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a cat feeling.
That's on the list too. Gotten back together with an ex, 38%.
I've done that a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that way too many times too. But I've never had friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. I've never had that. Like I always go, well, we hung out last night. It was super fun. You want to? I'm just that guy. Mm. Like also on the list. Wait, hold on. Dated more than one person at a time.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
maybe there was like some crossover, but once I find someone I like, that's who I want to hang with. Mm. No.
No, not me. I was all over the place when I was single.
Balla, balla.
I mean, the record's already been set, but we had this conversation, I don't know, 25 years ago about what's the most people you've slept with in one 24-hour period?
And we had somebody who was
had
like,
four.
Was it four?
It was four or five. No, it was four. Yeah.
We can't ask her.
No, we can't. Mm. But it was four people in 24 hours.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Was one of them the same person?
No.
Didn't start and end with the same person?
No, but the clock was long that day. There was like one, like,
oh,
you
when
know,
the time changed, so she got like, an extra hour out of the deal?
You got, no, not that way, but like one in the night and then one the right away in the morning. And then there were
two more, but before that sunset, yeah. I get it.
24 hours.
Three.
What yeah. in the...
What?
I was wild and single two, days. But no, I
back
would not
in
say
the drug and alcohol fun crazed, funny fun days.
Was that a room full of people and said three at one time?
No.
Holy Toledo,
well, there was
dude.
Once with three with one time.
Oh!
I thought you said no to that. I thought those girls. I thought one of the girls.
One
left
of the girls
and
said
you,
no.
And then
so, yeah.
you were like no.
Yeah. So only well, we only did stuff. But actual sex definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Honk, honk? You know, is that what you're talking about?
Test the water.
Oh. Well, you know.
Ever been in a love triangles on the list of this YouGov dating poll?
I love this guy. This guy loves this guy. This guy loves me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never done that.
Me either.
Also on the list, been in an open relationship at 9%.
Oh.
I've never done that either.
Well, that's generally the tail end of any relationship, right? We're going to open this thing up. Then maybe we can stay together while I'm doing this other person over here.
I think maybe there are people who can...
You've been in an open relationship?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, you have. Are you in one now?
No.
Okay. Oh, so she...
You can't say plead the fifth because he won't stop asking.
No, I'm stopping. I don't want to get rid of Bob.
I have been in a love triangle. Those are the best.
The best.
The best.
Which part of the triangle were you?
Yeah,
which...
obviously the center of attention.
So two
oh, so
boys
two people
and you.
Who
at
were.
Least.
Oh boy.
And I feel like when, well, you, that's, you know, I mean, when you're
that's
like a
the
teen
most in a triangle.
In your early 20s, your friend groups are very incestuous. So
yes,
it's like, oh,
that's true.
Like, I'm
I want to get
today,
with that guy.
You're dating him tomorrow. Mm. We're friends. So fun. When I was in college, my friend.
Oh, it goes on.
We drew a web of how everyone was connected, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Like
did
a
you
map.
Get like t-shirts made out of that?
No,
like
no.
And were you like sort of toward the center of the web that had been, or were
yeah.
you a fringy?
No, I wasn't fringe.
You were in it.
I was in it,
but you weren't like the only one in the middle who'd done everyone.
And it
in
was
the...
just it was just fun for
so
fun.
You created some Northern Indigenous brothers. We know we can't say the old term.
Oh, is that? I never know what those terms are.
I yelled at for saying that last time.
In other words, it was incestuous, even though they weren't all really brothers and sisters.
Yes, yes. You become brothers after that.
Because you both did the same
yes.
girl.
And also, for the record, it was just making out the web.
Oh, well, that's...
That's so boring.
Yeah.
That story just went
that,
super boring.
I had to protect my brand.
That's you know what, Bob? It's a smart way. You let us know what your brand is. We're going to do what we can to protect it as well.
Not me.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Grateful Dead ticket info and Chris Brown bail info.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.